ジャパニーズポット101でござる。おはよう薩摩、こんばんは長州、こんにちは土佐。
Hi everyone, Kat here.
こんにちは、皆さん、ナオミです。
Welcome to Newbie Series Season 5, Lesson 16, How You Can Develop Good Japanese Habits. Thanks very much for joining us.
Kat さん、
はい。
Please tell us what we are going to learn in this lesson.
In this lesson, you will learn how to talk about habitual actions like daily routines. Now, where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
This conversation takes place at Madoka's house, where Kent is staying, and it's between Madoka, Kent and Madoka's mother.
And what's the politeness level?
Madoka and her mother speak informally, but Kent speaks formally when speaking to Madoka's mother.
Now, before we listen to the conversation,
we want to ask,
do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about this study tip.
So we were wondering if you've tried it, and if so,
what do you think of it?
You can leave us feedback in the comment section of this lesson. Okay, so let's listen to the conversation.
このケーキめちゃくちゃうまい。
あら、ケント君、甘いもの食べるの？
はい、食べます。
もっと食べる？
うん、おかわり。あ、おかわりお願いします。
はい、どうぞ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
このケーキ、めちゃくちゃうまい。
あら、ケントくん、甘いもの食べるの？
はい、食べます。
もっと食べる。
うん、おかわり。あ、おかわりお願いします。
はい。どうぞ。
今度は英語が入ります。
このケーキめちゃくちゃうまい。
This cake is totally amazing.
あら、ケント君、甘いもの食べるの？
Oh, Ken, you eat sweets?
はい、食べます。
Yes, I do.
もっと食べる？
Do you want some more?
うん、おかわり。
Yeah, I'll take seconds.
おかわりお願いします。
I mean, please may I have seconds?
はい、どうぞ。
Here you go.
Kent really liked the cake. Madoka's mother sounded surprised.
Kento-kun, 甘いもの食べるの？
Kent, you eat sweets? Yeah, I've noticed in Japan there seems to be this image that guys don't really eat sweets, or if they do, it's kind of feminine and not masculine. So that must be why Madoka's mother was surprised, because she's from the slightly older generation.
そうね。I'd say you're right. If a guy really likes sweets, it might surprise some people.
I was kind of surprised by this stereotype image, actually, when I came to Japan for the first time.
Ah, そうかそうか。So it must be different in the West, right?
Well, yeah, at home there's not really this discrimination against men who like to eat cake. So I think when I was actually researching my dissertation, which was about gender in Japan, I think it's something that's quite particular to Japan and also something that's found in the rest of Asia as well, that sweets are a feminine hobby, as it were, and not for men.
So, ne. We have a stereotype that men drink alcohol and don't eat sweets.
Men eat spicy food and women eat sweet food.
Right.
Because it's kind of like the personality divide, as it were.
面白いですね。ね、interesting.
ね、
And I think we have to mention the adverb, めちゃくちゃ。
Yes, めちゃくちゃ means extremely or insanely or amazingly. And as you can tell, it's kind of a slangy term that's usually used in a very casual conversation, right?
Right. I personally use めちゃくちゃ a lot. Like, めちゃくちゃ美味しい。
Extremely delicious or amazingly delicious.
めちゃくちゃ甘い。
incredibly sweet or extremely sweet.
Yeah, but only when I'm talking with my friends, of course.
Yes, please don't go and say めちゃくちゃ難しい, really extremely difficult to your teacher, because it's really slangy. It's a really good phrase to use to your friends though, isn't it?
Mm.
And there are other variations, right? Like just めちゃ or めちゃめちゃ.
そうですね, right. So you might also hear めっちゃおいしい or めちゃめちゃおいしい.
So incredibly delicious or amazingly delicious. As you can see, they all mean the same. It's just that there are a few different ways to say the same thing.
そうです, right.
Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. And the first word that we're going to see is
めちゃくちゃ.
Extremely, insanely.
めちゃくちゃ. めちゃくちゃ.
And next?
うまい。
Delicious, tasty.
うまい。うまい。
And next?
食べる。
To eat.
食べる。食べる。
And next we have?
もっと。
More.
もっと。もっと。
And finally?
おかわり。
A second helping, a refill.
おかわり。おかわり。
Okay, so now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we'll look at is うまい.
Delicious, good.
This word actually has two meanings, but we'll just focus on this meaning in this lesson.
We'll go over the second meaning in the next lesson. So this word means delicious or good or tasty. How does it differ from the word おいしい, which we learned way back in lesson 5?
Oh, great question. Actually, both words mean delicious when talking about food, but I would say that guys mostly use うまい. It has more casual feeling to it.
Yeah, that's right. I would agree with that. You often hear guys saying うまい instead of おいしい, particularly when they're with other men and eating together.
そうですね. Of course, guys can use both, but it might be more common for them to use うまい in a casual situation.
But that's not to say that girls can't use うまい at all, just that you might come off sounding a bit more masculine than you intended.
そうですね。
Speaking of うまい, what's the next word?
食べる.
To eat.
This is the dictionary form, also known as the informal form of the verb. In formal Japanese, it would be 食べます.
This is a really important word to know. If you come to Japan or talk to Japanese people, you will undoubtedly be asked about what you eat and what you like to eat and so on.
Very true.
Japanese people love to talk about food.
So ne, because that's the safest topic.
Of course, even more than the weather. And like I would say about 80% of Japanese TV is about food. Right? Would you agree, Naomi-sensei?
That's a bit exaggerated.
Exaggerated, really.
But 60%.
60%. Okay, and the next word is?
もっと.
More. When paired with a verb, it means to do more of that verb.
Right. So, もっと食べる would be
to eat more.
もっと寝る would be
to sleep more.
This is a pretty useful word.
And the last word is
おかわり.
A second helping, a refill. If you just say
おかわり,
it means seconds please, or a refill please, or more please.
This is used when you're eating something and you'd like to ask for more.
Just okawari by itself is pretty informal, isn't it? With your family, it would be okay, but what could we say that's more polite?
Well, just add お願いします to it and say お代わりお願いします.
Second helpings, please, or a refill, please. Kent liked the cake so much that he asked for seconds using お代わりお願いします. In this lesson, you'll learn how to use the present tense form of a verb to talk about habitual actions. You'll be able to talk about your daily routine. Like, for example, I get up at 6, I eat breakfast, I go to sleep, etc. First, Naomi-sensei, let's go over a couple of verbs that are used to talk about daily routines that we'll be using a lot in this lesson.
Good idea. The first word you already know from the vocab section.
食べる.
To eat.
The next verb is 見る.
To see, to watch.
We've been reusing these verbs throughout the lesson, so make sure you remember them.
Okay, now in the last lesson, we went over how to talk about the future using the present tense form of the verb. Remember that Japanese has no future tense. This time, we're using the exact same form of the verb, but we're talking about the present this time. Things that you do in general, as opposed to something that you're going to do in the future.
When you talk about habitual actions, it's common to use frequency adverbs, such as よく,
often,
or いつも
always.
Let's go through some examples. Here's the first one. Madoka はいつもニュースを見る。
Madoka always watches the news. Let's break this down.
Madoka は
Madoka, name, plus topic marking particle は
いつも
always
ニュースを
news plus object marking particle を
見る
watches.
So altogether, Madoka はいつもニュースを見る。
Madoka always watches the news.
Remember that the object of the verb, I mean, in this case, what the person is looking at is marked by を. So, ニュースを見る。If she watches anime, that would be アニメを見る, of course.
Since we have the word いつも, always, in there, we know that this is talking about a habitual action.
Here's another one. ケントはよくカレーを食べる。
Kent often eats curry. Let's break this down.
Kent は
Kent plus は
よく
often
カレーを食べる
eats curry. So altogether, Kent often eats curry. Same idea here. Since we have the word よく often in here, we know that this is talking about a habitual action.
That's right. いつもand よく are two really useful words to know, so please remember them.
So now, let's look at the examples from the dialogue.
In the dialogue, Madoka's mother said, Kento-kun, 甘いもの食べるの?
Kent, you eat sweets?
She means this in general. By the way, 甘いもの means sweet stuff or sweet thing. In this case, she's not asking him he's going to eat sweets or anything like that.
Or if he's currently eating sweets.She's asking him in general. And what does Kent say in response?
はい、食べます。
Yes, I do, meaning yes, I do eat sweets.
Notice how he only said the verb.
Yes, this is one of your keys to speaking natural Japanese. Leave out the information that isn't necessary.
そうですね、right. The full sentence would have been, はい、僕は甘いものを食べます。
Yes, I do eat sweets.
But we already know that they are talking about sweets, right? So he leaves that information out and just says, はい、食べます。
This is an important thing to remember in Japanese. You don't need to repeat what is already understood.
Good advice.
Okay, so now that we know how to talk about habitual actions, Naomi-sensei, what is something you often or always do?
Me? 私はよく、甘いものを食べます。
I was going to say that. You stole my sentence.
How about you, Kat?
私はよく買い物に行きます。
Ah, you often go shopping.
Yes, unfortunately. Okay, and now there's one last thing I want to go over.
What's that?
The particle の in the line, Kento-kun, 甘いもの食べるの?
Ah, great point.
Up until now, we've been saying that to make a question in informal speech, you just need to raise the intonation.For example, 行く instead of 行く. But you can just create questions using the particle の as well.
Right. So, 甘いもの食べる.
I eat sweet things.
Becomes 甘いもの食べるの?
Do you eat sweet things?
Of course, you can just say 甘いもの食べる.
Do you eat sweet things? With the raise in intonation that we discussed last time. But remember this usage of の, as you will see it in future dialogues in the series.
そうですね。Okay, well, that's all for this lesson.
And now we have some homework for everyone. Yay! If you can, leave us a comment telling us something that you often or always do.
Yes.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com.
Click on comments.
Enter your comment and name.
And that's it.
No excuses.
We'd love to hear from you.
Until next time, everyone.
じゃあまた!
このケーキめちゃくちゃうまい。
あら、ケント君、甘いもの食べるの?
はい、食べます。
もっと食べる?
うん、おかわり。あ、おかわりお願いします。
はい、どうぞ。